Sports, politics, life. Back 9 Development presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Online at back9development.com.
Welcome to the podcast. We hope your week is going great as summer is on in the Midwest. We're all enjoying ourselves, and got to be honest, I never thought I would see the day that I'd be leading this podcast with the NBA, but it is true. After watching a stunning performance by Christian Brown, the former Kansas Jayhawk star, the local product, if you will. He's from Burlington, but played his high school basketball in the Kansas City area at Blue Valley Northwest. Of course, starred at Kansas, won a national championship, and he's two wins away from winning a finals ring, trophy, money, the entire thing that goes with it in his rookie season in the NBA. Christian Brown in game three for the Denver Nuggets at Miami. This series was tied at one each in kind of a stunning fashion. The Nuggets were huge favorites coming into the finals, as they had just been rolling through the playoffs, and Miami, as the 8th seed in the East, had done very well winning on the road, but was not always great taking care of business at home. But they've basically won road games in every series that they've been in, and they stunned the Nuggets in game two by winning at Denver and basically flipped the series. This is how it works in the NBA. If you don't follow it closely, the Nuggets would get, in a 7-game series, 4 home games and 3 road games. But once you go win that second game, now it becomes a 5-game series where the Heat have 3 games at home and the Nuggets have 2. So they'd basically flip the series and become what many thought were the favorites. Now, the Nuggets were still a 3-point favorite in Game 3, even though it was on the road in Miami. And it was a game that the Nuggets sort of led most of the night. It took them quite a while to get up 10, which is nothing in the NBA. So the game was always within reach. And you watch these great players. In Nikola Jokic had another ridiculous game for the Nuggets, their center that is so much more. He had 32 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists. Just ridiculous how great this player is. And there's great players all over the floor because it's the NBA Finals. But you're watching the game go along, and I'm flipping around, but I'm watching. I'm keeping my eye on the game. And in the second half, as the Nuggets are starting to build a little bit more of a comfortable lead, Christian Brown gets in the game for an extended period of time. Christian Brown played sparingly earlier in the year. He's played more as the season went on, and he's been in the rotation. He played 19 minutes in this game out of 48, which is a bunch for Christian Brown. When he came in, it was like an instant shot of adrenaline for the Denver Nuggets. It was almost as if the floor had a whole bunch of star players that had not gotten complacent in this game, but had played at a certain pace that you pace yourself. If you're going to play a lot of minutes, there are times, you know, Jokic is a guy who kind of lumbers down the floor, doesn't look like he's running. There are some bigger guys out there that doesn't look like they're playing with some of the energy that we typically see perhaps in college basketball. Christian Brown comes into this game, and he's like the Energizer Bunny. I mean, he just goes absolutely berserk with this burst of energy. He's the fastest, most athletic guy on the floor. And of course, I'll say it, you don't hear it anywhere else. I'll say it. He was standing out because he's a white dude. And it was incredible to watch him go. And he scored, and he stole the ball, and he dunked it, and he passed it, and he got assists, and he went in the lane and was double covered and just flipped the ball to Jokic, who gets fouled and goes to the free throw line. And everything Christian Brown did for, again, he played 19 minutes. This must have been about a 5-minute stretch, maybe 6, where Brown was the best player on the floor in this game, and the Nuggets really stretched out their lead. In fact, it was so shocking that in Gundy and, you know, Jackson, the announcers that were calling this game, were having a debate over whether his name really is Brown or Braun, or whether his parents are just pulling one over on everyone. They had not really known or studied the player much coming into the finals, because you know what network announcers do. They focus in on the stars. They sell the stars. That's the way it should be. That's the way you get TV ratings. I'm not bad-mouthing them for that. But to actually have a discussion, or his parents making this up, that their name is really Braun and not Brown, they were making jokes like this was some sort of fluky thing. This is not a fluky NBA player. When you saw Christian Brown steal that ball last night, just tip on a pass, just get a fingertip on it, outrace the opponent, grab the ball, and just slam dunk at home. Contested, guarded. Like, this was not a open, hey, we're playing against Fort Hays State here in an exhibition, and the dude can't run with me, and I've got a 10-foot gap. No, this was contested all the way to the basket, and he just flushed it home, and your eyes just popped out of your head. I couldn't believe it. He looks bigger, faster, stronger in every single way. I know we always say, one more year in college, and you'll develop so much better. If Christian Brown had stayed in college another year, he would not look like he looks today. He just wouldn't. When you turn pro, you get bigger, faster, stronger in ways that you just don't in college basketball. It was amazing. 15 points in 19 minutes for Christian Brown. 7 out of 8 from the field. He had a giant steal, the dunk, the momentum, and 4 assists. The momentum was the big thing. And I think there was an element to his game of surprise for the Miami Heat that when he started playing this well, they're like, wait, what? Now they're throwing this guy at us? They're already leading. We got to deal with Jokic all night. Murray. And these other stars, and now they're throwing this guy at? What is this? I mean, I can't overstate this. It was a stunning performance. It was eye-popping when he came on the floor and dominated the game for several minutes. He was the best player on the floor because he was playing with the most energy. What a weapon to bring off the bench later in a game when other guys have worked into a flow and they're playing at a certain pace, and you bring this dude in, and he just gets after it. He had a partially blocked three-pointer. I think that was the only shot he missed. And I turned to Jessica and I said, well, you know, that's a clean shot in college basketball, but in the NBA, he may have to start shooting just a little faster. May have to get rid of those threes, get them off just a little bit quicker. This one just kind of got tipped and hit the backboard, but it was the only miss he had. I mean, the guy couldn't miss. He's going in the lane. He's making layups. He's stealing the ball. He's dunking it. He's got little mid-rangers. He had a floater. He passes it off to Jokic. It was incredible. And the Nuggets now are firmly back in control of this series. They obviously had to win a game in Miami in order to become the champion of the NBA. But now, I mean, we went into this series thinking, hey, could this be a sweep? It's possibly a sweep. They dominated this game again. And Christian Brown was a big part of that. We'll see how this series goes, but a lot of people were pretty hyped up that this thing could go 7, and it still could. I mean, the Heat can turn around and win the next game. We're knotted at 2-2, and then all bets are off. And in the NBA, a hot shooting night by one team, you know, team gets hot from 3, and your season can be over very quickly. It's no different, really, than college basketball. I didn't think there was a lot of great three-point shooting in this game. There's been some pretty good defense. The Nuggets had some really good stretches of defense against the Heat in this game. But keep your eye on Christian Brown, not just in this series, but going forward. And I don't even say this as just for KU fans. If you like sports, if you were watching this, and I know this is not the listenership of this podcast is not a big, giant group of NBA fans. I get that. I've tried to say on several occasions for you that for me anyway, competition is why I love sports, and the finals is the best players on earth at the highest level of competition, and I watch, and I like it. And there is no leftist garbage forced down our throats during these games. It's just good basketball. The fans are into it. The players are playing hard. I can watch this. That doesn't mean I'm a big NBA fan because I'm not, and I don't really watch the regular season. I'm the same way with hockey. I like watching the Stanley Cup. Now, Vegas is... would they win the other night? 6-1. They were up 6-1 when I turned it off. I think maybe the final was 6-2 or something. It just was not a competitive hockey game. But I, generally speaking, watched Stanley Cup finals because, my God, they play so hard. And this is why we love sports. Most of these dudes are multimillionaires, but they're playing for something bigger than that. It is now upon them. The trophy is available. The Stanley Cup is available. That finals trophy is available. And they want it. They won it badly, and I'm watching, and watching Christian Brown was something else. He was just a terrific college player. There's no question. If you watch game 4 and watch Christian Brown, you won't recognize him. If you have not watched the finals at all, or maybe you've sworn off the NBA forever, I get it. I understand it. I won't do it, but it's the same reason that I don't give up on golf, because the Saudis are involved in golf. The NBA's tied in with China. Nobody seems to care. You know, we watched Bryson DeChambeau go on CNN the other night with that Caitlin Collins, the lady that did the town hall with Trump, and she started pressing him about 9/11 and human rights abuses in Saudi Arabia, And these golfers got to get better answers. DeChambeau's a conservative, and you could tell. He's like, listen, I'm not political. That's not my thing. I don't know. All I know is that golf is my profession. They want to promote it globally. Golf does great things all over the earth, and I want to help with that. And it was a fine answer, and some people melted down and thought it was no answer at all. It's a simple thing for these golf players now. When they ask the golfers about working for the Saudis, it's really simple. You ask the person that is asking you the question, have you ever driven a car, purchased anything at Starbucks, ridden in an Uber, or Google searched anything? And they'll say, what? And you'll say, those are all part of the Saudi fund. They're major shareholders in all of those companies. So the next time you Google search, think of the 9/11 victims. The other answer about 9/11 is, all due respect, it's 22 years ago, and I don't know what the statute of limitations is on these things, but I would turn it around and say, we can't play in Japan because of Pearl Harbor? Legitimate argument, I think. Japanese bombed us on our own soil. They bombed us at Pearl Harbor. We can't play golf in Japan? At some point, it's over. You have to do business. And what's happened is, 22 years later, we're doing a lot of business with Saudi Arabia. A lot. Now, we're over there right now. Antony Blinken's over there trying to get oil prices down. This is just so stupid of the Biden administration. The Saudis said, they're just jacking with Biden. They're just jacking with the Biden administration. It's so easy for the Saudis to jack with Biden. And so they are. They've cut their production 1 million barrels a day. So Antony Blinken gets on a plane and goes over there. He's like, what's going on here? Well, what's going on is, Blinken, you should be staying home and we should be producing 1 million barrels a day more here and not worrying about the Saudis and what they're doing. I mean, the whole thing is just so absurd. It's ridiculous that the Saudis and oil are a thing for us. We have more oil than they have. We got more oil than they got. We should just be pumping our own. So all of this stuff, and we got to keep this up. We need the Saudi oil. We need the Saudi oil, but they can't be in a golf league because, 9/11. And human rights. But you can get in your Uber and you can go to Starbucks and you can Google search. You can do all these things and support the Saudi Public Fund, which is invested in all those companies, but not golf. Why not golf? Well, golf's Trump and DeChambeau and Phil, and they're all conservatives. Folks, it is not an overstatement in any way, shape, or form to say that everything in this country now is political, because everything is. And always question the news. The second you hear the news freaking out over the Saudis Live Golf partnering with the PGA Tour, it's political. Of course it's political. They can't stand that they're partnering with conservatives. That's what they can't stand. And that something is going to get bigger and more popular for conservatives. That's really what has them teed off. That's quite a segue away from Christian Brown, wasn't it? All right, there you go. Check out the finals. Don't be afraid to check out the finals. It's okay. It's fun basketball. The Royals get swept in Miami. Yada, 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 yada. They have an off day today in Baltimore and then 3 games against the Orioles. We'll see how smoky it is in Baltimore. The Northeast has all this smoke. They're making a big deal out of this, and maybe this is worse than some of the smoke we've had here. We've had a lot of smoke here. This isn't new. Smoke from fires isn't a new thing. It's really not a new thing for people in Southern California, where it gets locked in. It's not a new thing for my sister-in-law and brother-in-law in Livingston, Montana, where they have wildfires in Montana in the summer and they get smoke quite frequently. It doesn't seem like it's much of a thing here, where we get fires in places like Montana or California. They come brushing across here, and we don't get a lot of wind, and it slows down, and we can smell it and see it. And it's probably worse in New York, but this is like a New York story. Anyway, the Royals on their road trip go down and they get swept in Miami, and it's dreadful. It's just awful baseball. They're off to Baltimore, where it probably won't be much better, even though the Orioles aren't great. These aren't great teams they're playing. They're good teams, not great. This is the trip that the dads are on. Royals do a unique thing. Bring your dads along on the trip. They get to be a Major League Baseball player for a week. They take batting practice with you. They fly on our charter. They stay in fancy hotel rooms. They get cool meals. They're in the clubhouse. They do all this cool stuff. It's a great thing the Royals do. It's a great thing. But how bad can it be? You go on this trip, you get swept in Miami, You get an off day now in Baltimore where there's smoke everywhere. And you'll play the Orioles presumably in three smoky games outdoors. It's important for these dads to remember that their sons are playing Major League Baseball. I'm going to guess right now we don't have anyone listening to this podcast whose son is a Major League Baseball player. Okay? So these men are all in unique positions. Their boys are playing in the major leagues. However, they're used to watching their boys win. Their boys won at everything growing up. And now they're playing for the Royals and they're losing every night out. I know not a lot of you watch these games. Many of you can't even get them. Although right now they're offering a free 7-day trial almost everywhere for Royals games. If you want to try it out for 7 days for free, just however you consume, look it up. It's Bally Sports Kansas City or whatever. They're offering 7 days free trial right now to sign up if you want to watch the Royal. I don't know who's going to do that, but if you want to do it, you can. They take a shot of these dads, and it's like, I don't know what the score was last night. It's hard to keep track of these games. 5-6-1, something. The Royals are down. And they show the dads, and they're all in the booth, and there's about 9 of them. And they're sitting there in a suite. They don't look like they're having much fun. They're not really eating much popcorn or drinking a beer or anything like that. They don't particularly know each other that well, although they're getting to know each other well. There's one dude standing by the back row talking to the other guy, and the other 8 guys on the screen, I kid you not, they're all sitting next to each other, and they keep this shot on for quite a while. Not a single one is talking to the other. Every single one of them, they got their arms crossed. This look of disgust on their face. They look like they were having the worst time of their lives sitting in that box watching their sons get their ass kicked. All I could think of was, if I could just walk in the room, give me 30 seconds, I'd say, guys, here's the deal. Your sons are Major League Baseball players. Enjoy this. Smile a little. Don't worry about the winning and losing. They're making money. They're getting paid. They're getting an opportunity here. Some of these players are getting an opportunity here that they wouldn't get anywhere else. They'd be in the minor leagues. These dads ought to be jumping for joy. If you're Bobby Witt or Vinny Pasquantino's dad, your son is a young player. They're probably both on their way to making $100 million or more. Not that they're great players, but that's just the game and the way it's played. They're going to be around a long time. They're going to play a long time. They'll at some point play for other teams. They'll have a chance to win a bunch of baseball games. Just enjoy this. And how is it that the Royals broadcast team doesn't let the dads know, hey, next inning we're going to show you guys. How about some smiles? Sit up straight. Something. Act like you're having a good time. Slap each other on the back. Anything other than what we saw. This was a perfect reflection of what it is like for my mom to sit at home and watch the Royals. And she keeps emailing. I got to call her today. She keeps emailing me. She wants Matt Quatero fired. She wants him out. She thinks he's the worst manager the Royals have ever had. But he has no idea what he's doing. I can't make any argument against her at this point, but I can defend him a little bit and say this is a terrible roster. It's not a good team. It'd be pretty hard for anybody to win with this team. But these men, these dads in the booth were just the absolute perfect reflection of what it is like to be a Royals fan. They were having a horrible, horrible time. Kevin Keatsman Has Issues is brought to you by Window World, simply the best for less. Once again, J.D. Power & Associates award winner for customer satisfaction. It's for good reason. You're going to get American-made products with a lifetime warranty. You can get 0% financing, and they're the official windows of your world champion, Kansas City Chiefs. What else is there? John Gillette and his team are committed to community. I told you earlier this week, they have raised $2.4 million over the years for Action for Autism. Their goal this year is $400,000 for their big trivia night that they have at the Ameristar Casino. It's a great thing that they do. They raise millions of dollars for charity and organizations like Action for Autism, and they're absolutely committed to the communities they work in. They are in multiple communities around the Midwest. If you don't live in Kansas City, still call Window World. John Gillette and his team are pretty much everywhere. In Springfield, St. Louis, into Illinois, they're everywhere. WindowWorld.com, online at WindowsKansasCity.com, 816-799-0820. Window World is simply the best for less. Earth Effects Outdoor. I told you Earth Effects came to my house this week and built a berm and put some lights in and put some trees in to give us a little more protection around our seating areas in the backyard. They do all kinds of great work. They're online at eeoutdoor.com. That's Earth Effects Outdoor. Any kind of landscaping or hardscaping, they'll build you an outdoor kitchen or a simple fire pit. They do hardscapes, lighting, berms, trees like they did for me, ponds, water features, retaining walls, drainage, all landscaping needs, they've got it. 816-478-7700. EE Outdoor is your new landscape company. For over 25 years in the Kansas City area, they've provided needs for all homeowners and businesses. They're great American patriots, and they have really strong-rooted Christian values in this company. Daniel Hanks is the owner. Wouldn't have it any other way. Tip of my cap to Darren, our supervisor that came out and did the work here. Awesome guy. Earth Effects Outdoor, eeoutdoor.com, your landscape company. And Mark Lindquist and his team at 360documentsolutions.com. Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, 360 is there for you. If you have copiers, printers, voiceover IP, phone systems, all this stuff in your office, and you have a major corporation that you work with, you're not getting the customer service you deserve. Did you know that some of these companies will sell you a copier and they'll say, okay, you got to change your own toner, which is not hard. I can change toner. What happens if a drum breaks or something goes wrong there? They're going to ship you a part and tell you to fix it yourself. That is no way to do business. 360 Document Solutions is basically your personal concierge. They've got you covered. Their service is absolutely the difference, but their prices are also lower. Talk to a real person, not somebody in India or Guatemala. Call 913-745-5344. It's time to go local with your business machines. It is time to go local. There are reps right in your area. There are service technicians in your area. You will speak to a person, and they will get right out and take care of your needs. 360documentsolutions.com. All right, the Big 12 has leaked. They've not formally announced yet. The Big 12, a lot of goings on here. They're trying to get Gonzaga and Connecticut in the league for basketball. I don't know how that works. I don't know if it's going to be a 14-team football league and a 16-team basketball, or if they're going to try to add a couple more. It looks like Colorado and Arizona are coming in. It almost looks like a done deal. Colorado and Arizona are coming in and everything. And he's trying to build this mega hoops league. And I think they want Utah and Arizona State to come in. But if they do that, and they're going to take Gonzaga and Connecticut, along with Arizona and Kansas and Houston, oh my God, the Blue Bloods. They get Connecticut. Oh my goodness, what a basketball league this would be. It's already a good league, but it would be a wicked league if he pulls this off. So there's a lot going on there with the new commissioner in the Big 12 and what he's doing. And now it has been leaked, and apparently they're going to announce details this week at some point, so it could be today. Could be by the time you're listening to this. That Kansas and Houston will play basketball in Mexico City in December of 24. Not this December, the following December. The men's and women's teams will go on the trips. KU and Houston will play in hoops in Mexico City in December. And Brett Yormark, the commissioner of the Big 12, is working on adding a new bowl game, building a new bowl game, with Mexican officials in Monterrey, Mexico, where the Chiefs have played before. And it would obviously include a Big 12 team. Brett Yormark is following two business models, the NBA's business model and the NFL's business model. And he's saying, why doesn't this apply to college? Let's do this. Let's get in different time zones. Let's build a super league. Let's go out in front of everyone else, and let's promote our brands in other countries. This is obvious. The Houston area is a large Hispanic area. It's very close to the border. And the Kansas Jayhawks are a major national brand that you can export. Can you imagine how big Kansas basketball could become if it becomes the college team of Mexico? Think about that for a second. If you're a Kansas fan, and Brett Yormark sees that. And yes, he's promoting Kansas and Houston in this game because he wants to make a splash with it. He wants to get a TV deal for this game to be played, high profile, out of the country, expand the brand. These are tried and true things that have worked for the NBA and the NFL. And it is what LIV Golf wants to do. It's essentially what LIV Golf is doing. Let's take the PGA Tour and let's take it global. Why would we be stuck in America with the best golfers when we can export them all over the world as major brands and go 3, 4, 5 times as much revenue and sponsorships as we're currently getting? This is what the Saudis want to do. Rory McIlroy met with the media on Wednesday, and he gave a famous quote, "I still hate LIV Golf," unquote. He thinks the LIV players should have to pay fines to come back to the PGA Tour, and I don't think people understand this. There is no shortage of reporting that the Saudis are not folding LIV Golf into the PGA Tour. LIV Golf is going nowhere. They're going to create a situation where you can bounce back and forth. What LIV Golf dreams of doing is having four-man teams where they will sell off team ownership. For how much? $100 million? $300 million? $1 billion? I don't know. If you owned a team with Phil and Rory and Koepka and Dustin Johnson, what would you pay to own that team or sponsor that team for a five-year period? And have all of their shirts, all of their clothing, everything they do, all of their appearances worldwide, what would you pay? These players are essentially going to be bought into ownership. And I don't know what each team will go for, but what the Saudis see is when we create a team concept and come up with good names and logos and bring in a corporate partner for each team to basically be the owner of that team, it's going to be worth billions and billions of dollars. I don't know why people think LIV Golf is now going away. You don't have to like a 54-hole tournament with no cut. You don't have to like players playing in shorts. You don't have to like rock music or local music or whatever playing on the golf course. But globally, what the Saudis know is the rest of the world likes teams. Younger golf fans like the idea of golf teams. Older guys like me don't. We know a certain kind of golf. I'm okay with teams. I've got no problem with it. I don't have any problem with LIV Golf. That's not the issue. They believe the future of the sport is golf teams and ownership of said teams and promoting teams as much as individuals. They believe that. You can think they're crazy, but it's what they believe. And Rory's just sitting there being a hater. Why? Well, he's maybe the biggest brand in the world right now out there playing. Tiger's still the biggest brand, but he doesn't really play because of injuries. However, there is no reason Tiger couldn't have his own team in LIV Golf and play a dozen tournaments a year, 54 holes, and use a cart. They can use any rules they want. You don't think they'd give Tiger, you don't think Nike would pay $1 billion to own the Tiger team and he could use a cart and he can go get whoever he wants on his team and play in LIV Golf all around the world in every market globally where the Saudis are going. You don't think this is possible? This is just all new revenue. It's all just sitting there for these players. These pouty little PGA Tour players need to turn their frown upside down. It's embarrassing, some of the things they're saying. They should be more open to this. It's going to be great for the players. And there are some awesome stories out there about a guy named Murray who hollered in the players meeting the other day with Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour players meeting. He hollered at Monahan, "We need to fire the commissioner." And Rory McIlroy across the room hollered across to this player who's ranked 227th in the world. He hollered across, I think it's Grayson Murray's his name. He hollers across to me, he goes, "Play better." And then Murray hollered back, "F you, a-hole." Oh, it got contentious in there with those PGA Tour players. Now, I don't know why the 227th player in the world is upset. This is just going to be more opportunity for him. He should be very happy with this. The guys at the bottom should be very happy with this on the PGA Tour. And Rory McIlroy now, still, if he's sitting there going, "Wow, the money I turned down," I can't imagine what he turned down. $300, $400 million that he turned down. It's sitting there now for him. He can do whatever he wants now. I don't understand some of the things that Rory McIlroy is saying, but boy, he unloaded on LIV Golf and the Saudis. A final sports nugget here. I like this one. Southwest flight attendant on a flight in Vegas. I don't know if they were landing or taking off. They were in Vegas. Grabs the microphone and does the message. And says, "Oh, travel warning. The Las Vegas Raiders stadium." This must have been upon arrival because people are arriving. She was letting them know that the Vegas Raiders stadium is off limits because it's a tornado shelter. But don't worry, touchdowns rarely happen there. What? I don't know that there's tornadoes in Vegas, but it's a cute line. It must have been a Chiefs fan. It was the flight attendant. Somebody familiar with tornadoes. Yeah, stay away from the stadium while you're here in Vegas. It's a tornado shelter, but don't worry. Touchdowns rarely happen there. Always fun when you get a chance to make fun of the Raiders. Always fun. And it's always fun to talk about Finch pocket knives, which is the perfect Father's Day gift. Ladies, if you're listening, this is what he wants for Father's Day. Online at finchknifeco.com, or if you'd like to visit Shields in Overland Park, they have a great selection of Finch pocket knives there. The Hatfield and McCoy series are out this year. Also, the new Flint series is out, which is 7.2 inches long, features a 3-inch steel blade, satin finish, titanium clip. This is a beauty. FinchKnifeCo.com. Check out the new Flint series. Beautiful collectible pieces of art, or carry one of these pocket knives every day. Trust me, Dad wants one of these for Father's Day. From Finch Knife Company, keep life from getting dull. Amini's is online at Amini's.com. We don't talk about that a lot. You can see all the different products that they have at their website. You want to shop from home? Do it. Amini's.com. Learn about everything they have. All their pool tables, all their shuffleboard, all their game tables, pinball machines, everything they have. Area rugs, hot tubs, saunas, outdoor furniture, bar stools for your man cave. It's all there. If you want to visit in person, it's 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. Also St. Louis, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City. When you go to Amini's, mention the podcast, will you? Just let them know you heard about it right here. I've been with Amini's for many, many years, going back to radio. Arash Amini runs a great business. They have the best products and service anywhere. Anywhere. Like if my shuffleboard table goes out of level, if I call them, I've had it a year. If I call them, they'll come right out and level it for me. They just come do it. They're awesome. Their customer service is phenomenal. Amini's, 105th and Metcalf. And Roberts Robinson, online at robertsrobinson.com. Chevrolet Buick GMC, Tim Trader's my guy on the showroom floor every single day. If you're looking for a brand new Sierra, Colorado, Silverado, Yukon, whatever it may be, Suburban, call Tim at 816-826-1563 and say, Tim, here's what I'm looking for. I'm kind of picky. This is what I'm looking for. Do you have one? Can you get one? Or should we build one? And he'll take care of all of it. Then you're going to get a free lifetime warranty. You might get 0% financing or 1.9% financing on it, depending on the model. They've got great low interest rates, and they'll deliver it right to your home. If you live an hour, if you live 2 hours, if you live 4 hours away from Excelsior Springs, they'll still deliver it to you. And they'll send the sales rep to go through all of the bells and whistles and how the whole thing works. It's just like going to the dealership. They'll do it all for you at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC. We are professional grade. On to the news. The FBI, according to James Comer in the House of Representatives, has caved. James Comer on the House Oversight Committee says, quote, the FBI has caved, unquote. The FBI has a 1023 form that the entire Oversight Committee is now allowed to read. They will not be allowed to possess it, apparently. James Comer was threatening Chris Wray, the director of the FBI, with contempt of Congress because he would not show this document to everyone. Now the FBI has relented and said, we will allow the entire Oversight Committee to see it. We don't know whether this is going to be in a SCIF on Capitol Hill or the FBI headquarters. This is about the Biden criminal bribery scheme, the $5 million alleged payment to the Biden family in exchange for policy. This is not just an impeachable crime. If Biden did this and is found guilty of this, this is the kind of thing someone goes to jail for. To me, this is a high crime misdemeanor or high crime and treason. It's just treason. If you're selling off policy in the United States for money, you should go to jail. This is all the stuff that Trump isn't. Truly all the stuff that Trump isn't. Now, this could be something this time. I don't know what's in the document, but we have learned that the informant, the whistleblower that speaks of this document and knows of this document, has worked with the FBI and been a source for years. This is a very credible person. There's nobody on either side arguing that the whistleblower isn't credible. Now, that means a lot of people know who the whistleblower is. The important part here is this is not a classified document. I think that tells me we have to protect the whistleblower. We don't want their identity known. The FBI said they fear for the whistleblower right now. They fear for their life, which is enough for me to say there's some real crime and shenanigans going on here if we're worried about this whistleblower's safety. But if this is not classified and you show it to the entire oversight committee, why can't the oversight committee go public with what's in the document? If it's not classified, why can't Comer come out and say, here's what the document says, and we're investigating this, if there is more detail than he's given, than the $5 million alleged scheme? This could be something. This could be something, and we may get to a point where people on the left want it to be something because they want Biden out. There's just a really growing sentiment that Biden shouldn't be president. We're seeing this from all kinds of people on the left. And I don't, you know my stance. I still don't think Biden's going to run. I don't. I'm very fearful of somebody younger, more appealing, just an option that isn't Trump. That's my fear. If Trump is our nominee, it needs to be against Biden. Or Harris. We'll take that chance. But somebody else, I don't think we want it. I don't think you want him running against Gavin Newsom. I think we are into politics more than most people, and you'd be surprised if 160 million people go out there and vote in an election. I think you'd be surprised how little the majority know about the issues, how uninformed our country is. I think you'd be surprised. So we got to be careful how much damage we want to do to Biden. We should be propping the guy up, to be honest, at least for now, at least until next year this time. We get to next June, hammer away. Let the whole thing become a shambles. They have to throw a replacement candidate out there then. That's their problem. Although I've seen all kinds of weird stuff. We got Fetterman won in Pennsylvania. A dead dude won in Missouri one time, right? Carnahan and his wife took over. We've seen it. These things happen. So, I like this as much as anyone else. I would love for them to find Biden with a crime. I'd like to get the focus off Trump. On the very same day, we've learned that the feds have notified Donald Trump. He's now a target of investigation over classified documents. This is the Mar-a-Lago, 100 possible classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. So on the same day this comes out, that they've got this on Biden, and the House Oversight Committee is going to see it, the feds go out of their way to leak the news that they've informed Donald Trump with a letter that he's the target of an investigation over possible misuse of classified documents. No comments really from anybody involved in that. Jack Smith is the special counsel. I can't imagine it's going anywhere. And if it does, doesn't it have to be equal to Biden's documents? Biden's documents he took as vice president. There's no way he could have declassified those and taken those. Trump's argument is, even if I had classified documents, I declassified them when I left the White House with them, when I brought them to Mar-a-Lago. I don't think they're saying, or he's saying, that he necessarily brought them after his presidency was over, that he brought them there while he was still president. And thereby, they're declassified, and they were still there. He was negotiating to give them back, whatever. I don't know. They will not stop on Trump. They won't. Alvin Bragg's not going to stop. The state of Georgia isn't going to stop. They're not going to stop on this guy. They're not going to stop. Now, nothing sticks with me and you. The question is, what sticks with Soccer Mom? What does Soccer Mom think of all this? The more mayhem they create, clearly, a lot of people got burned out about the controversy and mayhem around the presidency when Trump was president. But that's because the media did it. There really wasn't as much controversy there as what was drummed up by the Democrats and the media. They're awful people. They are ruthless and they are awful. And they're at it again. They've notified Trump that he's a target of an investigation via a special counsel, Jack Smith, over possibly 100 classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. CNN's head of news, Chris Licht, is out. We did a patron podcast on this on Wednesday. By the way, our patron podcast on Thursday, Danny Klingscale will be with me. It'll be all about the Saudi LIV Golf thing. It's going to be fantastic because we have not seen eye to eye on that for over a year now, and it is now settled. Ding, 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 ding. That what our guy does? Rex Hudler? Yeah, Kevin won that argument. I got that one right. Danny missed on that one. We'll be doing that on a patron podcast, Between the Lines 2.0, on Thursday. Yesterday's patron podcast was about Chris Licht being out at CNN and what I think CNN should do going forward. If you want to know what that is, sign up, become a patron. You can hear the entire thing. In the meantime, with Chris Licht out, and he's basically out because he had Donald Trump at a town hall and got record ratings. But internally, his staff blew up. They went crazy over it. And so the head of Warner Brothers Discovery has fired Chris Licht. He put Chris Licht in there and said, go move us to the center. Have more Republicans on. Let's be a little more balanced. Go do that. Chris Licht went and did that, even though Chris Licht is a hardened leftist. He did what he was told to do, and he got fired for it. He's out. Now there's an interim team that's handling this, and no word yet really on where Warner Brothers Discovery and Zasloff, their CEO, is going to take this thing. We don't really know. One of the team members, however, is Virginia Moseley. She's a high muckety-muck at CNN, drawing a big, fat salary. She's the wife of a man that worked for Hillary Clinton's State Department and is now ambassador to Israel, appointed by Joe Biden. This is how disgusting CNN is. So maybe the most powerful person at CNN right now, her husband was appointed by Biden as the ambassador to Israel and worked for Hillary in the State Department. It just doesn't get any worse. They don't just, if they're really going to do something at CNN, they need to get these deep staters out of there and hire journalists. It's just disgusting. There's no other way to say it. It's gross. On many, many levels, it's gross. Tucker Carlson isn't gross, but a lot of people think he may be in trouble. Tucker Carlson did a little 2.5-minute video on Twitter on May 9th. Nobody thought anything of it. It was about dishonest media, truth, free speech. It was after he'd been terminated by Fox News. On the 6th, which was Tuesday, he went on and did a video that's not been up for 48 hours yet. It's about 10 minutes long. It was a monologue. He gave some opinions on Ukraine. He talked about a couple of other issues. It has 102 million views from June 6th. Fox News and its parent corporation has informed Tucker Carlson that he is in breach of contract and they're suing him. That he was not allowed to go on Twitter and do this 10-minute video because of a clause that says he cannot render services for, that's exactly what it said, quote, render services for, unquote, any media outlet, any media, anything that is known or unknown at this time. In other words, even if there's new media invented, you can't do that either. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm going to ask a simple question. What services did he render and who did he render them for? He was an American on Twitter giving an opinions. Let's take this one all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to. It's free speech. There was no sponsor. He wasn't working for a media outlet. He didn't get paid. Who did he render services for? You can argue he rendered services for himself, but he hasn't capitalized on that in any way yet. You can't expect a man, because you're paying him, to just go in hiding and be locked up in his basement and never speak again because he's under contract to work for you. You can't keep somebody from free speech. Who in the world did he render services for? Honest question. I'm not a lawyer, but come on, put me on the jury. This one's easy. He didn't render services for anybody. There wasn't even a Buck Roofing logo behind him, for crying out loud. You know, if he sat there and there was Buck Roofing in the background or something, and, you know, okay, that broke the contract. I can see that. He didn't do that. He's just a dude who went on Twitter and gave some opinions. How can you possibly stop him from doing that? Now, this was a trial balloon, clearly a trial balloon. He's not posted anything on Twitter since then and may not. Maybe they sent a cease and desist and he can stop now. He proved his point. I don't know that it will turn into a lawsuit or a big fight. I think the point of all this is they need to settle their differences and let Tucker go. Fox News is reeling. You got two choices, really. Bring him back or cut him loose. He'll settle the thing out. They owe him tens of millions of dollars. I'm sure he'll take much less to just go away. You can probably sign him to a six-month complete non-compete or maybe January 1 or something like that. I don't know. But he's going to want to be active during the election cycle next year. I don't think there's any question. You can't keep him from working forever. I've personally been through this. I know exactly what this is like. It is contentious. It's awful. It's disgusting. The people who have control of said company think they own you. They do not own you. You have a lot of rights. I declined and stayed away from a lot of my rights during my time and specifically didn't do things because we were still negotiating the buyout. And then once the buyout was over, that was that. That was easy. Once it was done, that was easy. I knew everything was good. But until that point, I personally chose with my lawyers to tread lightly. Let's play nice here and let's get this thing done. It didn't happen quickly. It got resolved. It couldn't have worked out better for Kevin and Jessica. It's a fantastic thing. Very happy. Happy with where podcasting is going and thrilled to not be on AM radio and where it's going. Just saying. So that's all good. And I'm sure something good will happen for Tucker. Will he make the impact that he made on Fox News? I don't know. Will he go to another cable network? I don't know. Will they start one? Would he go to Newsmax? Would Daily Caller, which is a website that he was co-founder of many, many, many years ago, would they start a television channel? Would they do something? I don't know. I don't think just putting videos out there for 102 million views, I think it's great. I think it's impactful. I don't think it's as good as his television show. I don't. The television show drove those people on the left crazy. It was meaningful. And his clips would get replayed 100 million times in other locations. So we'll see what happens with Tucker Carlson and Fox News. They say he's breach of contract. His lawyers came back and said just what I said. Free speech. People are idiots. He didn't render any services for anyone. Advantage Termite, I'm rendering services right now for Advantage Termite and Pest Control because they're that good. You should have them as your pest control company. If you haven't made the switch, do it today. Stop putting it off. Advantage Termite and Pest Control, 913-768-8989. Aaron and his family are incredible patriots. These are great people. It's just do business with people like this. So easy. AdvantageTPC.com. If you spray your own, a lot of guys do their own or whatever, or sometimes you just get like a critter you need to get rid of, a one-time thing, they'll do that for you too. You don't have to have the regular service. They'll come out and do a one-time thing. If you got something you can't personally get rid of, or if you got a critter in your attic and you want to get rid of it, Advantage Termite and Pest Control will help you. Just call them, 913-768-8989. And my buddy Tim Cross over at Cross Kitchens KC, online at crosskitchenskc.com. Tim would love to come to your home and talk to you about your project. If it's a dream, or you may have two dreams. You may have plan A and plan B. Plan A is we want to do all this stuff. Plan B is we could probably just do the countertops and the flooring and have a really great new look in our house. There's a lot of different ways to go, and he can help you with advice and walk you through that process. 816-898-7047 for Cross Kitchens, your remodeler. CrossKitchensKC.com. Our final is broadcaster Troy Aikman, the former quarterback. Troy Aikman has a new girlfriend. Her name is Haley Clark. She is 22 years younger than Troy Aikman. I'll just go ahead and say it. Haley Clark is smoking hot. And Troy Aikman is seen with her now all over the social media platforms in Italy with his shirt off, trying to rip his abs and all that stuff. Aikman's in good shape. And they're kissing and they're snuggling and they're in exotic places and doing all this cool stuff. And she's posted these things. He's not much of a poster. I think he likes a little privacy in his life. And people are asking, did he get a divorce privately? Because there are people that can execute that. His wife, we don't know if it's an ex-wife or wife. His wife has not posted a picture of the two of them together since 2020. So this is a man who wants to stay as private as he can. He's got a smoking hot girlfriend that he apparently didn't mind putting a couple pictures out there, but doesn't really like people knowing what he's up to. His wife, because we don't know otherwise at this point, hasn't posted a picture of them together since 2020. It is believed that they had a very private divorce, that neither one of them has mentioned it, that it's done, and they were able to keep it out of public records and things like that. Who knows? Troy Aikman has taken to social media recently, but he's gone to social media recently over his beer that he brews. He has a beer company in Texas. Troy Aikman, when he played, was number 8. His beer is 8. He's selling it all throughout Texas. It's becoming popular. His goal, this is way before the Bud Light thing, his goal was to make a really great light beer. He thought the light beers weren't good enough. His goal was to make a really great light beer, and they call it 8, and it's his company, and they've started it, and they're selling a lot of beer in Texas, and they're branching out. He's gone to social media recently, and Troy Aikman is a great conservative, and says, we developed 8 beer to make really great light beer with no agenda, no distractions, just great effing beer. And he put that out right after the Bud Light scandal broke, and people started boycotting Bud Light. So he didn't attack Bud Light personally, which would be bad business because he's a broadcaster, and no question, Bud Light sponsors an awful lot of his broadcasts as a football announcer, but he got the jab in there basically saying no agenda, no distractions, just great effing beer. And point well taken. I think Troy Aikman is trying to say if you're not drinking Bud Light, drink 8 beer. I don't even know if we can get it around here, but I'm going to try to find it. Leon Roberts, a buddy of mine, at Valley Wines and Spirits. You want a good liquor store with a great guy? Leon's your guy. He's over at K10 and Woodland Road is the best way to describe where Valley Wine and Spirits is. If they don't have it, they'll order it for you. And he's done that many times. He was the first to get the long drink in. It's a Finnish drink that we tasted one time on a golf course in Arizona. I said to the cart girl, we had 2 holes left. I said, boy, I'm ready for a drink. I'm just hot, but it's too hot for beer. She goes, well, have a long drink. And I said, well, what's a long drink? I don't know what a long drink is. It tastes like a Fresca. And apparently it's got a little bit of gin in it. It's from Finland. It's the Finnish long drink. And we immediately told Leon about this, said, do you have it? He goes, we can't get it here yet. Well, as soon as we can, we will let you know. And he called us about a year and a half ago and said, we got it. We got the long drink in. We can get it here now. And so he does that. He's really great like that. If you're trying to find something, I'm going to ask him about Troy Aikman's beer. I'll circle back with you like Jen Psaki on that one and let you know what I find out about Troy Aikman's 8 beer with no agenda, no distractions, just great effing beer, and certainly no Dylan Mulvaney social media posts. There it is, your episode of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues for this Thursday. Always great to have you with us. Love it if you hit that like, follow, or subscribe button, or tell a friend that you think Kevin Keatsman has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.